Blog Talk Radio.
God's love for you goes on and on. When other hearts have failed, this love forgave from Calvary's cross, where that love heart be strong and your faith arise as I give you what I know. Well, I know there's a God in heaven.
Day. Welcome to the Zoe Radio Network. I hope you all have your miner's caps on this morning, your pick out, your lamp turned on, because we are going to be digging gold today from the Word of God. This is Ann Windsor here at the Zoe Radio Network, where we are discussing matters pertaining to the supernatural life, pneumatology. And so today we've been looking at a series this week called Delivered from the Power of Darkness, based on Colossians 1:13. We're taking this scripture apart word by word. We've looked at various translations of it. We have looked at definitions of words from it, just even in the English. And now today we're going to look at two Greek words, exousia and dunamis. Very important that you know these things. People perish for lack of knowledge, especially even believers I've seen that are tormented by the devil, manipulated by him, assaulted by him, controlled by him in various ways, and it just is not needed. Jesus did a complete work, and there wasn't anything through his death, burial, and resurrection, and ascension, and seating at the Father's right hand that he left undone. When he arose from the dead, he said, "All power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth." So he accomplished it all. Praise God. Colossians says he spoiled the principalities and the powers, and he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, it being the cross. So there wasn't anything that he left undone. Now, if you've been born again, all of that has become a reality in you, the new creation, which is Christ in you. Hallelujah. The new creation is Christ in you. When you were born again, when you called on Jesus to be your Savior, you were translated, this verse says, Colossians 1:13, out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That is a statement, a fact, and Satan's rights to you were broken by the new birth. Does he still attempt to exert his control over you? Absolutely. Does he still attempt to influence you every day? Absolutely. Why? Because you live in a world where he is still the God. 1 John 5:19 says that he is the God of this world. Paul said in the whole world lies under the influence of the wicked one, 1 John says. Paul said in 2 Corinthians that Satan is the god of this world and he blinds the minds of them that believe not. So, but we're not of them that believe not. We are of them that have believed unto salvation. Hallelujah. Giving thanks is our key verse, Colossians 1:13. Unto the Father who has delivered me from the power of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son. You want to make the verses personal. Now, in reviewing just a little bit, to understand the power of this statement in Colossians 1:13, you must see yourself as a spirit. Before being born again, sin and Satan controlled you. You, the spirit, you are a spirit, you possess a soul, you live in a body. You, the spirit, were a citizen of the spiritual kingdom of darkness. But when you were born again, the spirit of Christ filled you, the spirit, making you a citizen of the spiritual kingdom of God's dear Son. Hallelujah. So ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten your understanding of this reality, that Satan's right to you was broken by the new birth. And ask the Holy Spirit to help you live this out when you are facing Satan's attempts to still control you. Some of the other versions that we've looked at about this is, I want to share just a few of them as we're reviewing here. God conveyed me into the kingdom of the Son of his love. He transported me. He rescued me, dominion of darkness. He saved me from a dangerous and distressing situation, from the territory owned and controlled by a tyrant, from Satan's realm, from his kingdom, from his empire. God rescued me from the grip of the power of darkness. Barclay, the grasp, the clutch. Oh, listen to yesterday's broadcast. We went through these different definitions. Here, I wanted to tie in here when it says, he rescued me from the power of darkness. That's also what it says in the King James. Giving thanks unto the Father who has delivered me from the power of darkness. That word power there in the Greek is the word exousia. That's what we're going to look at today. The two Greek words, exousia and dunamis, and their definitions. But here in Colossians, when it says you've been delivered from the power of darkness, it is the Greek word exousia. And primarily, it is speaking of Satan's authority over you. That's what we're going to be looking into today. So we went on down. The Father rescued me from the darkness and gloom of Satan's kingdom. The Father sprang me from the jailhouse of darkness and turned me loose into the new world of his beloved Son. It was the Father who delivered me out of the tyrannical rule of darkness. He made me free from the power of evil and gave me a place in the kingdom. He delivered and drew me to himself. He translated me into the kingdom of his Son, who is the embodiment of his love. I have been ransomed from captivity. That's good speed. The Father brought me instead into the empire of his dear Son, the realm of his dear Son. He created a place for me in the kingdom of the Son that he loves. He transplanted me into the kingdom of his dear Son. He carried me away into the kingdom of his beloved Son. He delivered me from the authority of darkness. See, there it states, authority, right there. King James says power. This is Tominek. It says authority of darkness. And caused a change of sides for the kingdom of the Son of his love. He rescued me from the grip of the power of darkness, Barclay. little illustration the Lord gave me yesterday is like a chessboard. We talk about the chessboard, and a lot of people think God's in control of everything, and he just moves you around on the chessboard as he sees fit. One day you get a blessing, the next day you get a curse. Just, well, anyway. But this chessboard that I saw yesterday had the dark squares and the white squares. And as illustrated in this verse, giving thanks unto the Father who has delivered me from the power of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son. I saw myself as a little black piece sitting on a black square. I wasn't born again. I had the nature of the devil in me. I was a citizen of his kingdom. I was sitting on his square, his side of the chessboard. I was controlled by him, moved around as he saw fit. You're going to see that in our definition we're looking at today. And then I saw this wonderful, loving hand of our Father God come down from heaven. And he picked up that little piece off of that black square. And he translated me out of the kingdom of darkness. When I called on Jesus for salvation, the Father reached down and he carried me away out of the darkness and into the kingdom of his dear Son. And in the process, I was born again. And when I was set down in the kingdom of his dear Son, I was a little white piece now. I was on a white square. Very simple. That's just how I saw it yesterday as we were going over these verses, these definitions yesterday. So that's how, if you've been born again, you have been translated off the black square, the black half of the chessboard, and you are over now on the white square in the white half of the chessboard, the two halves of the chessboard representing the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, Satan's realm of authority and the kingdom of God's dear Son. Hallelujah. Isn't that a wonderful little illustration? You know, the Lord just teaches in just ways that our human minds, he makes the gospel simple. We may be talking about profound things, but he has such simple ways that he can illustrate them that we can get a, even a child, he said, can get a hold of them. Oh, hallelujah. Father, I thank you today for your word, that it is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I pray for those that are listening today to this message, wherever they may be listening, enlighten the eyes of their understanding. Father, help them to have ears to really hear what Paul is saying, what he is saying to us by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit speaks truth, and this verse is truth. We have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of your dear Son. And Father, it was your operation that did it. You did it when we called upon Jesus to be saved. And so, Father, I pray that you will give the hearers today hearts to understand, that they won't just say, oh, that's too difficult, or oh, I don't know what that means. Father, help them to dig deep, Lord, into these redemptive realities, because the joy and the stability that comes from knowing them will bear fruit, Father, in their lives to an overwhelming degree. And Father, I thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, do your work with the word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to look at the word exousia first. Giving thanks unto the Father who has delivered us from the power of the exousia of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. If we've been delivered from this, then we need to know what it is that we have been delivered from. That's why we need to look into the definition, because Satan is a deceiver, he is a liar, he is a trespasser, and he will still try to convince you that he has exousia over you. And as you look into this and you see this, what this verse is saying, and translated us, he's delivered us, the Father, from the devil's exousia over us, delivered from it. Well, when he tries to deceive you and trick you and still exercise it, then if you know what it is and how it works, you can recognize it And when you recognize it, then you can say, no, in Jesus' name, I resist you. You have no exousia over me anymore. Hallelujah. Exousia is the power of choice. Now, I'm going to give an application of this to Satan after I go down through the definitions. So just hang in there with me. Exousia, this is just from the Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words, definition. Power of choice, liberty of doing as one pleases. Physical and mental power, the power of authority, influence, or and of right or privilege. The power of authority and of right. The power of rule or government. The power of him whose will and commands must be submitted to by others and obeyed. Authority over mankind. Power of judicial decisions. The authority to manage domestic affairs. A thing subject to authority or rule and jurisdiction. One who possesses authority. A ruler. The leading and more powerful created being superior to man. Spiritual potentates. These definitions are very telling, and they can describe to us the kingdom of darkness and its operations and how it wants to operate against you, the believer, now. First of all, let's remember that this word means authority. Reading again, Colossians 1:13, giving thanks to the Father, delivered me from the authority of darkness and translated me into the kingdom of his dear Son. So let's remember this word power. Some versions say authority. If your version says power, above that word power, cross it out and write authority. So you will know it is not saying Satan had power over you. He had authority over you. He did have power over you by virtue of one thing, and that was the sin nature that was in you. But we'll talk about that later. It's not there anymore if you've been born again, by the way. First of all, let's remember that this word means authority. Going back now, how did Satan get his authority over the world and the human race? Adam gave it to him. When God created Adam, he put him in the garden. He said, I want you to dress it and keep it. In the Hebrew, that means I want you to tend it and I want you to guard it. And if there wasn't an enemy, a threat, why would God have said guard? So he was revealing to Adam right there that an enemy was coming. Hallelujah. So it wasn't that Adam didn't know and was deceived. Eve was deceived, but Adam knew what was going on when Satan came into the garden. How did Satan get his authority over the world and the human race? Through Adam. So now let's go down through these definitions, applying them to Satan. First, the power of choice, the liberty of doing as one pleases. Through Adam's transgression, Satan was given authority to do as he pleases and to make whatever choices he wanted to in oppressing mankind. Ooh. Through Adam's transgression, Romans 5:12, wherefore by one man Adam's sin came into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. So Paul was laying the responsibility for Satan gaining authority to do as he pleases and make whatever choices he wanted in oppressing mankind at the feet of Adam. He operates physically and mentally against us. He has the authority to influence and the privileges that go with it to steal, kill, and destroy. He has the authority to rule and exercise a government over our lives when we are citizens of his kingdom. If you're born again, you're not a citizen of his kingdom anymore. If you're not born again, you are still a citizen of his kingdom, and he has the authority through Adam to steal, kill, and destroy, to manipulate you, to oppress you, to victimize you every day. I suggest you receive Jesus as your Savior and get that translation that this scripture says you get out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Whole lot more going on when we get saved, when we accept Jesus, then sin's cleansed. We actually change kingdoms. We actually change locations. We actually change masters. A lot more going on. Hallelujah. He has the authority to rule and exercise a government over our lives when we are citizens of his kingdom. Through Adam, he has authority over mankind. He has authority to make judicial decisions. He can decide who lives and who dies. He can get involved in our domestic affairs. That was one of the definitions up here. The authority to manage domestic affairs. Well, he can get involved in our domestic affairs. And we wonder why families are disintegrating. Kenneth Wiest, in his New Testament word studies, says that this word exousia refers to tyranny and lawlessness. Isn't that interesting? This particular word authority, there are different words also, different operations of authority. This particular word, he said, applies to tyranny and lawlessness. The expression, he says, the power of darkness, refers to the tyrannical rule of Satan and his demons over the unsaved. The tyrannical rule and his demons over the unsaved. Now that right there should tell you, he's a Greek scholar. That right there should tell you Satan has no right to exercise his tyrannical rule over you if you're saved. Hallelujah. This is one definition of the kingdom of the word. This is one definition from one word regarding the kingdom of darkness. Oh, there's lots of other things we could talk about the kingdom of darkness. But this is just one thing. Knowing that its authority over you has been broken because you were born again. So, make a list. Pay attention to this list. By the way, if you'd like to have a PDF document of these notes that I'm going over, go over to AnnWindsorBibleSchool.org, and I have an 8-page PDF there that you can download, going right through it in these broadcasts. Make a list, check it twice, of these definitions, these areas in your life that have been eliminated as far as Satan's control over you, authority over you is concerned, and then eliminate his day-to-day operations in your life, one by one. The other Greek word for power is actually what we think of normally as power, and is seen in this verse. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. This is the Greek word dunamis. Ooh, boy, we could spend a whole broadcast talking about this. Here's the definitions. Strength, power, ability. Inherent power. Power residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. Or which a person or thing exerts and puts forth. My note, Christ in you is the new nature. If you read my notes, I have an error here. I probably need to correct. I didn't catch. It's not Christ is you is the new nature. It's Christ in you is the new nature with the resident power. Power for performing miracles. That's applying dunamis to the body. Moral and excellence. Moral power and excellence of soul. That's applying dunamis to the soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. Another definition of dunamis is the power and influence which belong to riches and wealth. Power and resources arising from numbers. Power consisting in or resting upon armies, forces, or hosts. I would apply that to the corporate anointing of the body of Christ. So just summing up these two words, exousia is authority, dunamis is actual power. Satan's authority over you was broken, and you were given power or dunamis over any authority he would still try to exercise over you. Satan's authority over you was broken when you were born again, and you were given power or dunamis over any authority that he illegally would still try to exercise over you. Let me read that again. Satan's authority over you was broken when you were born again. And you, at the time of the new birth, were given power or dunamis over any authority he would still try to exercise over you. You have authority over him in the name of Jesus, but you also have an inherent power residing in you. Inherent, built in, residing in, by virtue of a new nature. Because Jesus, the all-powerful one, lives in you by his Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a spirit of dunamis. He's the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. He's full of dunamis. He's the spirit that hovered upon the face of the deep in Genesis 1. And when God said, "Let there be light," boom, there it was, by the operation of the Holy Spirit's dunamis. Hallelujah. You have dunamis power residing in you, the new creation. Is it in your mind? No. Your emotions? No. Your will? No. Hallelujah. The dunamis is in your recreated spirit. That's why it is so important that we learn that we are a spirit. That's reality. What is in the spirit is reality. You were a sinner by nature. Inherently, you were sin, and you sinned. God, one of the versions says, went for the jugular when he sent his son. He went to the root of the problem, that where the source was springing from. He went after the nature in you. Jesus didn't just die on the cross to forgive your sins. He died on the cross to eradicate and wipe out the sin nature on the inside of you. It's all stored up in heaven for anyone who wants to enjoy it. If you are a believer, you possess that new nature now, that eradication of the sin nature and the new nature that has inherent power in it. If you don't know Jesus, that new nature is waiting for you in heaven. That dunamis is waiting for you in heaven. That power over all the authority of the enemy against your life is waiting for you in heaven. You want to conquer sin in your life? Receive that nature with the inherent dunamis that is in it. Simple. It's a free gift. Just call upon the name of Jesus for salvation. Lord, I receive you. I see, yes, I'm a sin by my sin nature. I want to be free. I'm a wretched man. I need deliverance. Call upon him and you shall be saved. God bless you. We'll tune in tomorrow. We're going to maybe go over this just a little bit more and then finish up our study in this verse, Colossians 1:13. We have been delivered from darkness and translated, giving thanks unto the Father who has delivered us from the power of darkness and the exousia of darkness, the authority of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. God bless you all. Walk in what you've heard, and you will be forever blessed.
You must believe he wants the best for you. Though your prayers have yet to show, so let your heart be strong and your faith arise. As I give you words, I know, well, I know that the
There's a God.